holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Because Jesus suffered, He can help us when we're suffering.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, splendid day, splendid, splendid, splendid. Oh, don't you feel the sunshine in your face? Well, if you don't feel the sunshine, maybe you feel the rain, or maybe you feel the snow. I don't know. But it's still a great day, wonderful day, wonderful day. He gave us another 24 hours to get it right with Him. And it don't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. He gave us another day to get it right with Him. And that's all that matters. So regardless of what we're going through, it's still a good day. Regardless of what the economy is doing, it's still a good day. Regardless of what any kind of viruses are going on, it's still a good day. Because God has given us another 24 hours to get it right with Him. And listen, Earth is not the end. Earth is not the end. We're trying to go into the spiritual realm. The next realm, which is spiritual. See, this is earthly realm. The next realm is spiritual. And that realm is where we go when we leave here. And so that's all we're trying to get ourselves geared up and prepared to do and prepared to be and where we're prepared to be is in the spirit. And so we see some spiritual things happen on earth, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We see a lot of spiritual things happening on earth. But the spirit realm is where we're preparing to go. And God has given us one more day to prepare for that journey, to prepare for that life. He did. So don't feel down. Don't let anybody pull you down. Always keep yourself up, especially when you see yourself going down and you feel yourself going. Don't let it happen. Find something to get excited about to keep your spirits up, because it's just like night and day. Day doesn't stay all the time. Night doesn't stay all the time. It doesn't remain night all the time. It doesn't remain day all the time. So your troubles won't last all the time. They won't be forever. They won't last always, as the song says. So let God change the way you think. Let God help you. Let God show you what you need to do, because He's preparing you and me for that next life. Now, some people are going to end up in that hot place. That's not what we want. I don't want anybody to be there. Matter of fact, God doesn't want anybody to be there. That was not created for us. The hot place was created for those who have been fighting us from the beginning. Satan and his angels have been fighting us from the beginning. The hot place is for them. But when we act like them, then, you know, that's when God resorts to the hot place for us, for human beings. And we're not trying to do that. We're trying to go into the place where God is. We're trying to go into the place where God is and be where He is as long as He allows us to be there. And He says that's forever. So let's go ahead and run with that. Let's do that. Now, head on over to podbean.com, where podbean.com, and download the broadcast. Matter of fact, you don't even have to go there now. Write it down. Put it in your phone. I don't know. Put it in your notes or something. Go over to podbean.com and download the broadcast, or grab the links for Be Holy Broadcast or Be Holy Podcast. However you want to do it, it's there. And it's us. Download it and share it. Share it and share it until you can't share it no more. Share it until they stop you from sharing it. I don't know. Listen, today is wonderful. Oh, yeah, we had a little rain this morning, but the sun is just shining. That's that Ohio weather. It'll be one way today and one another way tomorrow. One way this minute, another way the next minute. The weather is just like that. And that's how life is. Life is just like that. It'll be one way one minute, another way another minute. Here today, gone today. Something bad happens, something good happens. Something good happens, something bad happens. You just never know. And so if you don't have God helping you through your life, I don't know how you're making it. I really don't. The verse we're going to talk about today, it talks about him going through the suffering. Jesus, because he suffered, he can help us when we suffer or when we're suffering. You know, he's able to help us. And then we're going to read a few little facts and things about how he was made and why he was made that way and all that type of thing. And so people say God was made. No, God's flesh was made. So let's see, because like I always tell people, God had two lives. He had a spiritual life and he had an earthly life. The earthly life was the life that he gave to make all of us eligible for the spiritual life. See, so he wasn't trying to save the flesh. He's not going to save this flesh. Matter of fact, we all get new bodies when we get into the new realm. So let's do well here. Let's do good to people here. Let's treat everybody well. Let's love God with our whole hearts and treat people right down here. So it'll be next to nature when we move to the next dimension. You understand? All right. Let's see. Okay. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's start at 14. I think a lot of this, most of this is going to be reading today, but let's just see. Hebrews chapter 2, start at 14. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. So that's that, you know, when it talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. God saying, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be darkness. And there was darkness. Let there be this. And let there be. He was just saying these things. His words were God. That's why the earth obeys and everything else obeys his word, because he's God, right? So his very words actually became flesh and bone. And we saw him as Jesus. So it says here, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. Get it? So God's second life, which is the spirit, the spirit ain't gonna die. No. Matter of fact, before the flesh died, the spirit was inside the flesh, and the spirit left the flesh, and the flesh died. Right on the cross. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. So the devil had the power of death, and that's what he was beating us over the head with. He was going to do that. He was going to use that death on us. But since Jesus died, he took away the power of the devil. Verse number 15. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. See? That was the fear. God has not given a spirit of fear. So before, the people were afraid, deathly afraid of dying. Deathly afraid of it. They were afraid of it, and that fear that they had is the thing that got them. But God came to remove the fear. So the only way he could do that is to become a man. So as a man, he died. As a human, he died. Only in this way could he set free all those who lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Verse number 16. We also know that the Son did not come to help angels. He came to help the descendants of Abraham. So he didn't come to help angels. He came to help us. All of us are descendants of Abraham, one way or the other. Now, if we're not, you know, Jews by blood, we're Jews by adoption. Really not Jews by adoption, but we're believers. We're God's children. You know, we stemmed from them because we're engrafted into that promise that was made to them by God through Abraham. Verse number 17. Therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us. In every respect. Blood, sweat, tears, smell, skin, bones. Mm-hmm. His brothers and sisters, so he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. So therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Hmm. That blood does a lot. The blood does a lot. The blood removed the sins. You know, just like I was telling you the other day, God's righteousness has to be satisfied. It has to be. You're not going to get away from it. I won't get away from it. There's no way to get around it. It has to be satisfied. Somebody, because he's righteous and we're not, somebody's got to die for that sin. And so instead of God sentencing us to death on top of the devil going, oh, you're going to die, we're going to get you, you know, all on top of all of that, the people being in fear about dying, God takes away the fear because he takes away the dying part, the sting of death. Took it away. And he caused his own life to take it. Hmm. So you should be happy about that. Even if you're not a believer yet, God has made a way for you to become a believer. See, God has made a way for all of us to become believers and to be believers. So then this is the part that we did on the intro right here. And it says this. Let's see. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Yeah. So he took away the sins of the people. Now, verse number 18, here it is. Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. So when you're suffering and you're being tested, he's able to help you because why? He himself has already gone through that. So you're not alone. You're not alone. In St. John, it talks about Jesus prayed for you. He prayed for everybody who would hear the disciples. And so that's us too. We heard them. We heard what they said. We read what they said. We understood what they said. And so he prayed for us. So it's not like God is up on the throne someplace and not caring about us. No, no. He cares. And he's already shown that he cared. He gave his one life for us. Gave that life for us and made it possible for all of us to be believers and children of God. Just believe it. Jesus can help you through your testing and your suffering.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.